never know what could have been.
This one from the new album. That is Disappear Fear. The new album's Broken Film. That's Princess and the Honeybee. That's the Mimarek version. It is a pleasure to welcome live to the studio Sonia. Sonia, welcome.
Thank you, Nick.
You have a friend today, more friends in the lobby. Very big pleasure to welcome Katie Marie. Katie, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
you have come to WYSO. You're going to be playing at Canal Street Tavern tonight, and very excited about that. If you would, just play us a tune. Tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, cool. This first song is a song called American Artist, and it's really inspired by a songwriter that opened for me last June at Eddie's Attic in Atlanta. It's kind of sort of a little, it actually sounds like a metaphor, but he actually does work for the Atlanta Zoo, so I'll just say that.
Disappear Fear Live on WYSO.
You're just having fun. What I love about you is it's just another ride in the sun. You who walks with the elephants south of Central and Grand. You who speaks and listens to and even understands. I will take you by the hand, lead you to this very strange land. And they call you up, and they eat you up, and spit you back to your friends. Love that when I asked you said no, and I love that you don't own the show. Your honesty has set you.
Sonia and Katie Marie, live on Excursions, Disappear Fear. in the studio today and on stage tonight at Canal Street Tavern with the great Jasper the Colossal, great local band as well. First, Sonia, I just want to say thank you for the band name, Disappear Fear.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
It always hits the ear and the heart just right.
Thank you.
Tell me about how you, I mean, it rhymes, which of course is awesome, but tell me about how you came to that perfect band name.
Thank you. It's so funny that you asked, because last night, Blast from the Past, my boss really attended our show over in Pittsburgh, and it was very funny. But because what happened was I worked for the Baltimore Center for Victims of Sexual Assault, and they were looking for a new name. And I came up with the Disappear Fear Center. But the board voted and it got kicked off. But I had written it on a little – they went with SARC, Sexual Assault Recovery Center, an acronym.
Okay, which it had not nearly the evocation, but still I guess it's – short and easy to say.
Yeah. So I had written it on a little yellow Post-it, you know, on my desk, and I would see it each day. And it just seemed like so like applicable. When you disappear fear, it's pretty simple. You know, disappear fear between people, what you have is love. And that's really the essence of the music. And it just seems like some people don't know it's a band and they'll just see like the bumper sticker on a car.
They're like, yeah,
that's cool.
You bet.
Yeah. So I'm learning how to say it in different languages now too, a little bit. Ein pachad is disappear fear in Hebrew. Huh? I forgot.
Desaparado.
Desaparado. El miedo.
Yeah. Fear, right. Yes.
And I want to say it in Native American. This, I think it's Pomedi, I think is how you say it.
Oh, sounds beautiful in all languages.
Yeah, thank you. Or Verschwindenangst.
That's the German there. And the Angst. Disappear fear live in studio.
And Katie can say it in Devon English.
Let's have it.
Disappear fear.
That's perfect.
So the band formed in 1987, which was a long time ago and a lot of road under your wheels between then and now. But tell me how you met up with Katie Marie to find yourselves here in the studio today.
We actually met last April in Germany in Frankfurt. We were both at this huge music convention called the Music Mess that happens there. And I was playing at one booth. I think it was the transducers booth. I use Fishman transducers and... and it might have been B-band, but anyway, so I was playing to a crowd, and you just sort of like play to a lot of buyers and sellers and music people from Asia and around the world. And she was at the Schlagwerk booth, the Schlagwerk booth, which means
beat work.
Sounds so good, doesn't it? Schlagwerk. She says it better. And she started jamming with me, we just filled up the whole. We created a great traffic jam, I moved over to her booth, I think, and we did some more songs together, and then she came to the Shub booth. And anyway, really liked it, and when this came to happen, I really wanted to tour this CD as an album and gave her a call. And it's complicated bringing someone over from another country.
I think so.
But they were able to make it happen.
Well, we're glad you arrived. The new album's called Broken Film. It's Disappear Fear live in the studio, live on stage tonight with Jasper the Colossal at Canal Street Tavern. Would you play another for us?
I'd love to. I'll do Farmland. Just to make sure my tuning's right. Sounded a little interesting. Closer.
Disappear Fear live on 91.3 WYSO.
On a train from Amsterdam to Leiden, I can see the farmland and the sky. I will be the tulips in your garden. I am the garden going by. My little so wise, came before me on our wedding day. And the gift she gave was better than McDonald's French fries. All she said was stay awake, it all goes by so fast. Live your life, 'cause today you won't last. Now Jane's gonna have a baby. Candy, probably leave the diaper changes to Nancy. It's the chases I've been changing, like the numbers that consume me. I can't promise to quit racing, hopping lane to train.
Sonia and Katie Marie of Disappear Fear live on 91.3 WYSO. Appreciate the tone. I appreciate the buoyancy in your music.
Thank you.
You've been long about sort of bringing buoyancy.
I love it.
It's sort of like a part from Disappear Fear, just even the notion of the title of the band on forward. You've really, it seems, made it your business to bring a sense of justice and a sense of worth to all people.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we're playing, I'm thinking about what the next song's going to be. I'm going to do L'chol avavcha, which means with all my heart.
Aww.
Or if I'm going to do The Banker, because the song The Banker, we one of the reasons we released the CD yesterday, besides it was Terry's birthday, but it was the second anniversary of Occupy Wall Street. So, and all the stuff I'm hearing this morning on NPR on the edition, I was just like, come on, we need healthcare. Don't set it up that way.
Yeah.
You know, come on, like make it a little bit fair, a little bit fair, you know, make it so that everybody can breathe and contribute. That's the essence of what this is.
And the notion of that we're all in this together.
Yes.
We will all be buoyed up or tied down to the same, in the same ocean. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I've appreciated your work for a many, many long time. I would love to hear Banker.
You would love to
I would love to.
Okay, but you know what? I'm gonna try more standard tuning, like instead of a little sharp, a little bit flat.
Sure.
I'm gonna go for like that. I think the first one was somewhere, and I was listening to the harmonica be kind of creative with the strings, and
you need to go for a more orthodox tuning.
Yes, and certainly not paying attention to that, right? Cause why would you? Thank you, though. It's guitars are so sensitive, you know?
They are, and you've been out in the humidity and brought them into our beautiful Studio B here, cool climate controlled.
Which is very cool and dry.
Yeah.
This is a Balmer guitar. Fresh from Santa Cruz. I'm even going to do this.
There you go. She's got some headgear, not only headphones, but the harmonica as well.
I would. If Lauren, our harmony singer, was here, she would say something funny about me taking off my harmonica. She just goes there.
Because it's harmony, right?
Yes, it is. We just started touring. We really just hit the road yesterday. This is our third show.
Well, thank you so much for making us a part of your stop.
Thank you. Okay, we're closer. Not a bank, it's a banker. Not a paper, not a symbol. Not a building, not a bubble. Just some batsy human beings. Not a bank, it's a banker. Not a paper, not a symbol. Not a building, not a bubble. Just some batsy human beings. This is the story of a middleman's life. Loved baseball, bowling, and banging his wife. And they had two children, Rick and Jane. And they shared their love just the way the And every day, the bills come in. Middleman pays for the best he can. Now only bones are left. Credit card is not a magic pill. And when they found a house, the bank said, buy it. Unaware of the banker's insatiable diet. And every day, the bills came in. Middleman paid the best. The banker reward him, raised his rate to 3 times 10. Now the holy bank of Taj Mahal, bank of the royal untouchables, reign an endless reign of selfish goals, and stole the American middleman's soul. His job and mama got thin. When they took his house, turned to a life of sin. He held up Raheed at the local store. When I win my millions, I'll pay you back more. But that day God forgot to keep score, and middleman died in a puddle on the floor. Not a paper, not a symbol, not a building, not a bubble, just some bad tea human beings. Not a bank, it's a banker, not a paper, not a symbol, not a building, not a bubble, just some bad tea human beings. Not a bank, it's a banker, not a paper, not a symbol, not a building, not a bubble, just some bad tea.
Banker, Disappear Fear live on 91.3 WYSO, addressing that whole thing, corporations being people. I keep thinking that, you know, well, I should incorporate. It's just myself. Then I could write off the gas it takes me to get to work, the clothing that I have to wear to do it, the food that I have to eat to keep this machine fueled. This is an expensive operation, me.
Yes, it absolutely is.
I just long thought. I love that you coincided the release of the album for the 2-year anniversary of Occupy Wall Street. In addition to the buoyancy, you also have made it your business to cast a light on instances of injustice. And I say good on you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, you know, I mean, it doesn't feel right to say it just I read that. I mean, of course, I've lived through it and was affected by it like everybody. And it just seems like it's incredibly uneven. I mean, I think Elizabeth Warren and there's some other people making some noise about it. Thank God and thank Elizabeth and you for letting me sing the song on your show. I appreciate it. But I mean, well, just what WYSO is awesome station. It's really cool. I love who you had in here. The robot.
Mercury robot.
Yeah.
Cool. We're celebrating our 55th year broadcasting in the Miami Valley. And
It's really good. It's really good. It's good for us. It's good for the trees.
Yeah.
It's good for Anthony.
Yeah.
I mean, what would he be doing right now? Probably sleeping.
Big thanks to Anthony, who's up and not sleeping and recording the performance today. Thanks, dear, for helping make it happen. And I was hoping that you'd do one more for us. I hate to be a greedy person.
Not at all.
But first, I would like for Katie Marie to explain to me kind of... this is not the first time I've seen your percussion instrument, but I have to say I don't know what it's called. And if you, to the uninformed eye, you might think it was a stool.
Yes, or a box.
Tell me about it. What's it called?
It's called a cajon. They originate in Peru, where I think they actually used boxes to, create a percussive instrument.
Sure.
And yeah, this is just a modern version made by a company called Schlagwerk.
There we go.
From Germany.
And
yeah, they're a lot of fun. They double up as a seat and a musical instrument, so it's quite cool.
So you're sitting on it. And it has sides.
Yeah, it's got sides, but the front, you've got the bass notes in the middle and the snare tones on the top, and you can just jump on it and, you know, have a lot of fun with it. So they're really good fun.
Can you store things inside it then when you're traveling?
You could. I wouldn't suggest to do that. But I suppose, yes, a storage unit as well. You see three things in one box. Multi-purpose.
You're repurposing.
I like the way you think.
Disappear Fear is going to be playing at Canal Street Tavern this very evening with Jasper the Colossal, one of our fine, fine local bands. And they're giving us a little sneak peek, a little sneak listen in the studio on 91.3 WYSO. And if you'd like to know a little bit more about the band.
With all my heart.
Very good. Here she goes. Disappear Fear live on YSO.
Cool. Thank you. have to save ourselves, not to be selfish or greedy. And not for a rainy day, in fact, just the opposite. In this moment, Pittsburgh, PA, I find the healing to this feeling is by giving it all away. Oh, my heart, oh, my soul, and oh, myself, oh, my heart, with all my soul. Shoulders all across the ocean, so I can ride above the monsters I don't know or trust or see. Would you please tell me again? It gets easier when he who makes peace above make peace below.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sonia. Thank you, Katie Mira. I have just two quick questions.
Sure.
I'll let you go. So glad you were able to stop by today. First, you're on the cover of the new record that's called Broken Film, actually looking into a, let's just call it, analog camera.
Yes.
What's the genesis of the Broken Film title?
I have to say it's really kind of like looking at my life backwards, just sort of looking behind me and seeing things now, like just how things change and things, you know, music just has a way of kind of filling in the cracks. And I guess that's a good way to say it, sort of.
Well,
the cracks.
I love that.
Yeah, so
filling in the cracks of your life. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use that as my next excursions promo.
I love it. I love it. I'll be honored. You're amazing. You bring out that the soul of the music.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's a delight when we have artists such as yourself stopping by. Just an absolute treat to have you. One more question, and you spell your name. It's Sonia, S-O-N-I-A, mm-hmm. but everything's capitalized except for the I. So it's like son, I.
Well, some things cannot be improved from when I was 5 years old, and that's one of them. That's the way I originally wrote my name.
Is that right?
And when I saw it at one point, it was like I saw the old crayon thing, you know, where I'm like mostly out of the lines.
Right.
I don't know if it was on purpose, but. and I wrote it S, capital S O N, and then a little I, and then an A. And, it, you know, now it's an actual font. I mean, I've been doing it for like, I don't know, 20
please
years.
Tell me
well, since I was five, but...
please tell me it's called the Disappear Fear font.
It's not. Ah. I mean, it was way before iPhone, way before
any
of that.
Well, think of Will.i.am. See, he divided his name out in that way, and I've always sort of associated those, Will I Am, which I thought was so clever. But I also like, because son, I A, like, you know, sort of son, human, person, you are, we are.
Yes, and the little I also, yeah. You know, to like sort of just like, you know, shrink the ego a little. and also it looks like a logo just looking at it. If people, you know, can do that, it like it sort of pops out a little bit. So that's kind of nice, too.
I like it very much.
Thank
I like you.
You
very much. Sonia, thanks for being here today. Katie Marie.
Right, thank you. Oh, we love you.
What a delight. What a delight. The new album is called Broken Film. Disappear Fear, live on stage tonight at Canal Street Tavern. You can find out more about the band, disappearfear.com. That's www.disappearfear.com. Ladies, thanks again. My absolute pleasure.
Thank you. And I love what's in the bathroom.
Oh, the big Eleanor Roosevelt woodcut.
Yes.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
We've got all kinds of treasures hidden around here, filling in the cracks. Thanks again, ladies.
Thank you, Nikki.
This is Jasper the Colossal. They'll also be on stage this evening at Canal Street. What a treat. Disappear Fear and these guys.